Mademoiselle, je vous aime pour nous marier, nos pas me quitter. Chez coucou, je vous aime pour nous jouer la vie jusqu'à ce que nous mourir. Mademoiselle, je vous aime pour nous marier, nos pas me quitter. Chez coucou, je vous aime pour nous jouer la vie jusqu'à ce que nous mourir. Mais pour mener, moi t'as promené.
Et c'est... Gale, gizu yo zavet ba nou daka? Mè wè. En tout cas, mè, nap meton lòt kozi pou. Nap meton lòt pou.
WMFO 91.5 Medford. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. and thanks for joining us. What's going on here is that we're having a show devoted to the Smashing Pumpkins. They're back together and they're touring. They're even working on a new record, and the news here is not just that they're together, but that it's the original lineup except for Darcy, and apparently Darcy had a bad attitude, or she was still harboring some grudges after 19 years of not even seeing Billy Corgan. So she's not part of it, but James Iha is, and so is Jimmy Chamberlain, and of course Billy Corgan. And so they're on tour. I think they're coming here in like late July. New record is being worked on, as I said, with Rick Rubin behind the knobs. And so we're excited, and so we're going to dig deep into their catalog. We're going to hear some stuff from the strong early records, the not-so-strong later records, no Zwan, no Billy Corgan solo stuff, and so those are the ground rules. We're going to start things off here with the lead track from Siamese Dream. This is going to be Cherub Rock, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. streets greet me once again.
From Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Billy Corgan's massive double album, Smashing Pumpkins double album. Let's not shortchange the others for credit. And actually, the whole issue of credit is really why Darcy is not joining them on this reunion tour. I guess it's not really a reunion tour as much as it's a reboot and the band's kind of relaunching. I think that her beef came down to the fact that Billy Corgan wouldn't equally share credit or, I guess, the payment or whatever money they were supposed to be making on this tour. She said that she didn't want to tour with him or with them because the breakdown wouldn't be even. So she probably turned down millions of dollars, not really caring. So, you know, it's funny with other bands that kind of get together after being apart for so long. It's like some of these other guys, like the Pixies, for instance, they get back together because they know that the payoff will be huge. They can send their kids to private school. It's like a different tax bracket entirely. That's what David Lovering said. And, you know, that's life. And so that's fine, really. I don't have any problem with that. As long as, like, the music is basically the same, or if it's what the band would have always made. And that's the key, isn't it? As now, Darcy is taking a step back, and this new bassist has joined them, but we're not even sure who he is. Somebody, Greg Schroeder, I think is his name. And there'll be another guitarist backing up James Iha and Billy Corgan, and that's the plan. Before that, we heard Starla, a B-side from I Am One. Billy Corgan, never ashamed to think big, and which includes those grand 7 minute or more opus, and the double albums that were, especially the Melancholy that we just heard from, and there are a couple others that he sort of flexes his artistic muscle. Before that, Stand Inside Your Love from Sheena, The Machines of God. And Cherub Rock started things off with From Siamese Dream. And now, without Darcy joining them, with her basically out of the band forever, according to Billy Corgan, we're going to play a song that she sings lead on. We're going to hear Daydream from Gish, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
My day. I'm going crazy.
I'm gone.
Yes, listen. The sound of the 90s, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Oh, I'm so funny. Girl Named Sandoz, Appeal Session track, and that was from the Gish Deluxe Edition. Before that, Glynis from the No Alternative compilation, a compilation disc put together to benefit AIDS research. Never Let Me Down Again, a Depeche Mode cover. That was a BBC session track from Siamese Dream Deluxe Edition. Daydream was the track that started off that set, featuring Darcy on lead vocals, the last track on Gish. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5. Medford WMFO. And so, yes, with the Smashing Pumpkins having reunited except for Darcy, they're going back out on the road. They're looking at their old catalog. They're playing the old hits. They're working on a new record, allegedly, although I don't believe any songs, new songs have surfaced. But the word on the street is that Rick Rubin is producing. And I've got my ear to the street, so I'm the one who knows. And I heard there were 13 tracks that the band gave to Rick Rubin. He picked 8, and he's working on with them on 8. And so we hope one of them will be released to the general public. All right, moving on. Up next, one of the singles from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. This is Zero, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Incidentally, Billy Corgan has said that he's embracing the Zero character. So we're going to see a reprisal of the Zero character on this new tour. Very excited. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.